You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you for tuning Into Tomorrow for the weekend of June 28th, 2019. We are delighted to have you with us, especially because when you call in and participate, you know, you always qualify for prizes anytime year-round. But during our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway, you're guaranteed prizes when your call gets on the air. It really is that simple. Now, that means, however, that you can't just say things like, "Hey, Dave, love the show, and you and Chris are fun. Now send me a prize." You know, well, that's nice, and we love hearing stuff like that, but that's not participating. Ask a question, help another listener, share your favorite app, but give us some details. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? How much does it cost, or is it free? Does it work on Android and or Apple and that kind of stuff? Participate, and then you automatically get stuff. Isn't that how it works?
That's why it's called Participate and Win.
Well, there you go. And that voice is none other than Chris Graveline.
That's me.
I would think, see, that would be a cue for you to then say, "Oh, and that voice is..."
Oh, and that voice is the guy who whose name was given right before he started speaking, Dave Graveline.
Well, thanks. But we can give it again. Erasmo Amano is in the control room, and Horacio Balsero is in New York. And these guys work with the show very regularly, doing everything that they need to do to bring you into tomorrow each and every week. So we thank them, too. And, of course, I mentioned to call in and participate, but I didn't give the numbers, I don't think. I was a bit remiss. You can correct that now.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. See, he has to remind us, but he's absolutely correct. Tech news and commentary, and then we will get back to those calls that several of you are waiting so patiently, like John in Minnesota coming up as well. Oh, and he listens to the free podcasts. And people ask us all the time, how do I get those? Because they're free, you know. There's no charge.
And they don't cost you anything.
They don't. You just have to visit intotomorrow.com. You can sign up for them, and you don't miss a minute of any of our shows.
Walmart is using computer vision technology to monitor checkouts and deter potential theft in more than 1,000 of their stores. The surveillance program, which Walmart refers to internally as missed scan detection.
Missed scan.
That's their politically correct term, I guess.
Right, right.
It uses like,
that deadbeat didn't scan that.
Yeah. It uses cameras to help identify checkout scanning errors and failures. The cameras track and analyze activities at both self-checkout registers and those manned by Walmart cashiers. When a potential issue arises, such as an item moving past a checkout scanner without getting scanned, the technology notifies checkout attendants so that they can intervene. The program is designed to reduce shrinkage, which is, I know it's as funny as it sounds, that's the term that retailers use to define losses due to theft, scanning errors, fraud, and other causes.
Yeah, shrinkage.
Not from them getting in the pool, a cold pool.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's good to know that they're using technology to help with their shrinkage, among other things. Apple has expanded authorized repairs of its products. Apparently, the Genius Bar isn't good enough. So now they've added 992 U.S. Best Buy stores that have approximately 7,600 Geek Squad employees who are now Apple-certified technicians. So, poof, you're an Apple-certified technician.
So if a genius can't help you, a geek can.
Yeah, well, that's what they're alleging. Anyway, Best Buy stores, they say, can repair iPhones and other devices using Apple parts. Well, that's good. So they have to stock them, no doubt, which I wonder if Apple's just providing them or...
Which part, the stem or the core? The seeds?
The skin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, then they can take care of that. Oh, I just got a neighborhood alert from our area. Suspicious activity. Yeah.
Suspicious activity right here in the studio.
Yeah, that's probably what they meant, come to think of it. Jeez.
Federal authorities announced a major crackdown on dozens of robocallers responsible for about a billion robocalls.
Oh, I hope.
The effort, dubbed Operation Call It Quits. I love the name for these operations that I always come up with.
Yes.
Cool. They included actions.
How about Operation Enough Already?
Yeah. Included actions by the Federal Trade Commission and 25 additional federal, state, and local agencies to target spam call operations nationwide that pitch a range of products and services, including credit card interest rate reductions, money-making schemes, and medical alert systems. Andrew Smith, director of FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, said, "We're all fed up with the tens of billions of illegal robocalls we get every year. Today's joint effort shows that combating this scourge remains a top priority for law enforcement agencies around the nation."
Wow. As well it should.
Yeah, because they've obviously proved that this do-not-call registry just doesn't work.
Yeah. And who pays attention to that anyway? And we talked about that years ago when it first came out. Yes, we all registered all of our numbers, and you still get the nonsense phone calls anyway. Because nobody's abiding by it. They figure they're going to get away with it, and they most of the time do.
Well, that's why I keep I have an UMA phone line at home that I don't have any phones connected to, and that's the number I give everybody. Because I figure if I'm going to get spam calls, let it go to the phone where it doesn't even ever ring.
Does it have a voicemail?
It does, and it's always full.
Oh.
Because I never check it.
Well, you should do a greeting on there. You know, thank you for bothering me, you deadbeat idiot.
Well, it's like, it's like when you call your house and you get your recording. You know, hi, this is Dave. If you're a real person, press 1.
Oh, great. Now you told them my secret. Of course, if they called, then they'd have to know that anyway.
Yeah.
But I do say that. If you're a real person, not a robocall, or if you're not trying to sell me something, yeah, press 1. Otherwise, might as well hang up now. And it does work. I have gotten no robocalls since then because they don't know how to press 1. They're stupid robots. And they don't get through. But anyone else who has a legitimate reason to call my home number gets through because they now can dial 1. And usually people chuckle when I pick up. Hey, I dialed 1 and I actually got you. Who is this? Well, then my caller ID has identified them, so then I can choose to ignore them, like when you call.
Yeah. I knew that.
Sorry. Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have said that. LendEDU released a report in which we compared 50 identical items. This is kind of fun. Check this out. Between Amazon, Walmart, and Target to find out which is the cheapest option for consumers. They further broke those 50 goods down into 5 different categories to see where each e-commerce site stacks up. Some key stats that came out. Overall, Walmart was 1.79% cheaper than Amazon, and Target was 0.97% more expensive than Amazon. Interesting. But that close, though, mind you, right? Walmart won over Amazon in 3 of the 5 categories, while Target only beat Amazon once. In food and beverage, Walmart was 4.61% cheaper than Amazon, and Target was 7.30% cheaper than Amazon. So Target won that one by far for food and beverage. Now, these are averages, general, that kind of thing. Walmart was also 4.19% cheaper than Amazon in technology and entertainment. So if you don't mind being seen or you have a nice mask, sunglasses, something like that, but put on a fake beard to go into Walmart, you're going to save on technology and entertainment to the tune of 4.25% almost. Although in kitchen appliances, Walmart was 9.30% more expensive than Amazon. So if you're going to go buy kitchen appliances, don't go to Walmart. That's interesting. Use Amazon. The pricing of different e-commerce platforms is getting more and more competitive. Traditional brick and mortars such as Walmart and Target are becoming more competitive against Amazon every day. So in this case, that LendEDU report was going into all kind of 50 identical items. Because it's one thing if you just say a product of some sort. Well, are you comparing that to the store's brand or the actual manufacturer, sometimes often made by the same people and packaged by the same people, just different packaging? Then you're not really comparing. But you have to compare. In this case, they compared 50 identical items between Amazon, Walmart, and Target. And they all won in one or more categories. But I found it just blew me away. Walmart, the cheapest for electronics and entertainment-related things.
Well, that reminds me of one of those internet memes that one of my friends put on Facebook yesterday. It was Target, where you pay a little extra money to avoid having to go to Walmart.
And I agree with that. That's true. I talked with a Target manager a couple of weeks ago, and he says, you know, we're doing our best. They had just redesigned the store, and they got all new carts, and the carts cost $500-$600 a piece, you know, but fine, no more broken wheels and whatnot. I mean, it was just a more pleasant experience, except you can't find anything where you were used to it because they changed everything around, but that's part of redesigning, I guess. But he said, we're trying to be more like a Macy's than a Walmart. I went, whoa, it's the first time I heard that reference. But more in terms of customer service and making it a more pleasant experience than going to Walmart where everybody just wears their pajamas.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I use the Target and Walmart. I very rarely go to Walmart, but I use the Target app more when I'm at Target than anywhere else because I use it to find where an item is because they'll at least tell you in the app at your local store, okay, this is on aisle so-and-so.
Yeah.
So I always go there, and sometimes I'll even map out which aisles I have to go to before I go to the store because, you know, I shop like a guy. So it's in as quick as you can and get out.
You sharp like a guy.
Yeah.
But it is cool to know that Amazon won out in food and beverage because to the tune of 7% cheaper than Amazon. Walmart was only 4% cheaper than Amazon. So, but the strange part is you don't want to have to go to multiple stores to get stuff. And that's what stores like Target are hoping, that you will realize that while we might be a little bit more in some areas, we're also competitive in others, but come and have a better experience than Wally World. And I just don't want to buy from Amazon anyway, because
well,
I don't want to wait for it either.
Well, plus the level of food. Target, you get Starbucks. Walmart, you get McDonald's.
True. Well, but come on, the fries are the best.
Yeah,
that's about it, though. So I thought I found that particularly interesting, though it was very time-consuming to talk about. But I hope we shed some light for people to realize that, you know, everybody is number one in something. But the fact that they were all so close, within 2%, those three different stores on these 50 items in general was kind of wild. So shop wherever you want to shop. Save money.
That's why I shop online. I can shop my underwear.
Oh, boy. No, you can go to Walmart in your underwear, too.
Oh,
apparently,
true.
They don't care.
Yeah, but then I end up on that website.
Yeah.
If you don't know what website I'm talking about, you want to visit peopleofwalmart.com one of these days.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, why do you have to go to a website? Just go to the store itself. Again, put on your fake beard and sunglasses, and nobody will know. And you can just walk around and go, OMG. You'd think they would do something to, you know, pants are required, at, you know, sign at the door or something. But nope, not necessary.
A smartphone app developed by Japanese police is being widely downloaded by women trying to protect themselves from gropers and packed rush hour trains.
Oh, boy.
The DigiPolice app was originally issued by Tokyo Police 3 years ago, but a function to scare off molesters was added only a few months ago. Since then, the app has reportedly been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times, unusual for a government-developed mobile app. Women in crowded trains and other public places in Japan often face sexual harassment, but are typically too afraid to call out for help due to a sense of embarrassment. With the app, victims can press a repel groper icon.
Oh, that's what they call it? A repel
yeah.
groper.
Which will produce a written message on the device saying, there is a groper here, please help. With another press, the message turns red and a voice repeatedly says, please stop. The app includes an alarm and can notify a designated email address when used.
Wow. But that's interesting, though, that app will do what you just shared with us.
And it's sad that they need an app like
that. Of
course. But it's good that even the government is coming out and doing the app to try to help.
So instead of the woman in this case having to say, please stop, the app says it.
Yeah.
So you just hold your phone up and, please stop.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, okay, well, she's on to me. Oh, uh-huh. Interesting. John in Sartell, Minnesota, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello, John.
So I'm making the big leap of sending my oldest child to high school, and I'm looking at getting him a cell phone. and I want to be able to control the content he sees and at the same time be able to keep track of where he is. And I've heard we can put up, like, fences, so if he leaves school ground, we get emails. If he leaves home, we get an email. Can you recommend an app or a service that can provide this to me?
Well, John, first thing we should note is that trying to control what they see via restrictions on the phone, unfortunately, is a losing battle. You mentioned going into high school, and that's an even more difficult scenario. But you can try. They'll probably be able to circumvent most of the controls that you're likely to set. There are parental controls baked into modern phones and services based on everything down to custom DNS servers to try to help you control what your kids have access to. But realistically, at most, you'll be able to filter out apps by rating or media by ratings. But that assumes it's acquired using the regular sources. And we all know there are other ways to get media files. For the most part, a savvy child or child with savvy friends, for that matter, will find a way around those blocks in days, if not hours.
You know, as for geofencing, if you get them an iPhone, it will already be part of the Find My Friends app. And you can use parental controls to keep them from disabling it. If you're getting them an Android phone, you may want to look into apps like Life 360 or Family. Both offer a variety of parental controls that include geofencing alerts. You just have to remember two things. One is that the phone won't be able to track a kid that leaves it behind. And airplane mode and, oh, sorry, Dad, I didn't have a signal, look the same on a phone tracking app.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. I hope your son's not listening, John, because we just gave him an out. But that's stuff you got to consider. First of all, I commend you, though, as a good dad who is concerned about his child and wanting to make sure you're keeping an eye. It may be trust issues. It may be any number of things. But as a parent, I'm glad you're concerned. And that's why we're sorry to kind of give you the bad news with tech, that it's not very easy to accomplish.
Yeah, see, my daughter, when she was a teenager, she had an iPhone. And the deal with her was, we have to have your iTunes password so that we could then log into your Find My iPhone and keep it on all the times. And if you ever turn off Find My iPhone, that's it. The phone comes back. And luckily, she never turned off the Find My iPhone. So we were always able at a glance to be able to log in and see where her phone was, which meant that's probably where she is.
Yeah. I mean, at least the threat was always there. I don't want to lose this. And if I give them any reason to take my phone away, even if it's for a day or a week or a month, whatever, I don't want to be without it. So that's reason enough. And John, you might do that sort of thing with your son. I believe you said his son, right? Going into high school. And just to say, hey, I trust you. I don't trust the world out there. Right. And I want to know what's on your phone. And if you are locking me out or you're leaving it behind. Now, they're not going to leave it behind. But there is that possibility, too, though. If they want to go somewhere where you've forbidden them to go, or a friend's house you don't like and don't go there. Well, they leave the car. They leave the phone in the car. Or, you know, those kind of things can happen. But you have to build up those trust concerns, of course. But I commend you again as a good parent being concerned and wanting to do what you can. Stay tuned, though. I know other listeners can share things like Chris did with his daughter when she was a teen and other points that might be helpful for you. And intotomorrow.com is where you'll find our show notes. And if you have additional input for John and others, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
It's time for our Evo History feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, line history.
In 1988, radio stations were no longer anonymous. Radio Data System, or RDS, was developed in Germany, which identified every station and showed the name on the display. RDS car radios automatically searched for the best available transmitter or frequency of each station. In 1991, at the IFA, or International Funkausstellung, an extension of the RDS service was introduced, which enabled the reception of traffic information, even if the chosen station didn't offer one. RDS radios are still around in many cars today. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Oh, speaking of visiting ifa-berlin, it's in Berlin, and it happens every September. And we're going to be there.
We've already bought all our airline flights to get there.
Boy, did we ever. Woo, that was expensive. Because we always bring a big team, because there's so much to cover at IFA in Berlin in September. And it's one of those rare shows covering consumer tech and home appliances that's open to the public. So if you've got some unused airline miles or the ability to take some time off, come out and join us there in September. The show itself is September 6th to 11th. We're there from the 3rd because the 4th and 5th are press days. And then just a long, very cool show. And it all happens in Berlin. And you want to stay tuned. It'll be our 17th year broadcasting from there. Lots to talk about. And if they want to call in now and participate on the cool summer giveaway, the number is
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Call in, win stuff.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
As we continue bringing you further into tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Our 24 years on the air covering consumer tech exclusively. And, of course, our big annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway is underway. And how do you win? You just call in, and when your call gets on the air, you qualify. You don't just qualify to win, you actually win. And, of course, while we say no promises, no guarantees, get the legal stuff out of the way, we do invite you to visit intotomorrow.com, click on the summer giveaway post, and you'll see all the goodies, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff available to you, as we do every summer with a big giveaway. And let us know one or two, maybe three of the items that you would prefer to win. And if we can, we'll do our best to get one of those items to you. So check it out. What number do you call, you ask? Anytime, 24/7, day or night, your convenience, with any consumer tech question, help for another listener, whatever the case, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. We're welcoming a guest who shows leaders how to change lives and gain amazing loyalty and support. Kind of like that idea right off the bat, making people feel how important they are rather than trying to make them feel how important we are. Professional keynote speaker on tech addiction with Ultra Memory Systems is Bob Cattell. Bob, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tell me a little bit about Ultra Memory Systems, and then let's get into some of the things that you do.
Oh, well, when I was going to college, I had a tough time memorizing, and I learned some memory techniques, and my GPA went from 3.0 to 3.8, and I thought, how come everyone doesn't know how to do this? So I taught 3,000 kids at my university for free, and I graduated and thought, I wonder if people pay for this. And since then, I've been all over the United States.
Wow, awesome. And can you give us a little hint as to what that is for those listening saying, okay, you got my attention, now what?
Well, it starts with visual memory. So I would I take my audience, I say, okay, everybody close your eyes. Now visually get into your dream car, the car you've always wanted to own. And I want you to start down the freeway in your dream car. Now dream big. If you're in a Ford Escort or a minivan, get out and get into something else.
Yes.
So I had them all open their eyes, and I said, with that visual cue, what we're going to do is show you that your visual memory is better than just repeating something over and over. So I'll say, everybody pretend to tie a bonnet to your head, and I want you to picture it. And then I go, now tie the bonnet on a giraffe's head. So I'll take them through 20 items, even kids in schools. Then I have them all repeat it back to me, and they're all blown away going, I can't believe I just remembered that.
Whoa. Awesome. So it is a visual thing that is not only getting their attention, but helping people to succeed visually that way. I think that's pretty awesome. Love it. Now, let's talk about tech addiction, because, of course, we cover tech and have been doing it for a lot of years. When did you first become aware of the term, even, tech addiction?
Well, I was up at Utah State speaking at that university on less stress-taking tests and how to quit worrying. And the guy who was in charge said, pal, you could be in a different school every single day talking on this. I go, why? Bob, the biggest crisis at all our universities and schools right now is panic, depression. It's mental health. I go, really? So I called a number of universities that I've been to, and they all confirmed that their counseling services are totally overbooked. Then I went to a few schools, and the next school I spoke at was a middle school. I said, hey, are you guys dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression? They said, it's ridiculous. And I said, well, where is it coming from? And they all pointed at the smartphone. I went, really? So I started looking into it. I talked to an admiral in the Navy. He said they actually changed basic training to help these kids get unaddicted from their technology. And it just started learning more and more since then.
Wow. And, of course, we hear from our own audience on a regular basis, too, how it's so difficult to get away from the tech in some cases. And while we promote technology, it's what we do, we also promote taking a break from it. You know, whether it's the kids, get them outside, get them off the phone, don't just hand it to them at dinner because it shuts them up, you know, whatever the case. But it all seems to come around, especially us adults as well, to that tech addiction. We can't have it more than arm's length away, or we start feeling very odd and antsy.
Well, it is a great tool. You can't deny that.
Sure.
But is the tool ruling you, or are you ruling the tool? That's where it all starts.
And I like that line, yeah. Ruling the tool, especially in this case electronics, not the tool ruling you. Not so easy to do for most of us, though.
No, it's not. In fact, another thing that I came across, I have a really good friend who wanted me to get this message out there more, and I said, why? He said, my wife has a new boyfriend. It's called the smartphone. I heard a father say he woke up when his little girl walked up and says, Daddy, do you love your smartphone more than me?
Oh, that hits you right in the heart. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, she really had to ask that question. That's obviously very wrong.
I asked 400 sixth graders at an assembly once, how many of you have parents that seem to be ignoring you because they keep looking at their phones? Almost all the kids' hands go up.
Oh.
So I had one of them walk onto stage with me. I said, pretend I'm your dad, and I want you to get my attention. And I'm holding my smartphone, and he starts talking to me, and I just keep brushing him off. I go, well, just a few minutes. Just hold on. I said, how do you feel? He goes, I feel horrible. In fact, some of the kids said, I feel mad. I said, okay, take two. Do it again. Walk up on stage. He walks up on stage, asks me a question. I go, wait a second. I take the phone. I put it in a drawer. I close it. I get down at his eye level. I look him in the eye, and I said, hey, what's going on today? I said, now how do you feel? He goes, I feel really good. I said, you know why? Because the most important person on the planet is the one who's right in front of you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And especially if it's your son or daughter, and you make that kind of an effort, not just one time, but all the time, they are going to have such a better connection with you as their parent that I'm hoping everyone listening is going to say, oh, my gosh, why am I not doing that? And, yeah, of course, we all get busy. And maybe you're not playing a game or you're not watching a video or just surfing the web. Maybe you're dealing with an important business email or something. It can wait. Your child is asking you a question. Now, granted, I'm sure you know, too, Bob, that kids can be really irritating sometimes and, you know, constantly nagging or constantly bugging you. And can I have this? Can I do that? Can I go there? You know, what have you? You got to find that happy medium, though, and don't let electronics get in the way.
Well, I had an interesting thing happen with me back in 2011. I went through the massive panic attacks, debilitating for months. And it got to a place where I went, geez, I know why people end their lives. It's not to end their life, it's to end the pain. And in that process, I found out that the world works from the inside out. So I used to, like, blame my kids for being irritated, and then I realized, oh, the irritation's in me. Mm. If I can heal what's inside of me, they can't irritate me anymore. So I started leaning into anything that bugged me instead of a Band-Aid, like, here's an electronic for you to look at.
That's another very important point. How do you know if you're addicted? I'm thinking people are listening now and saying, yeah, but I'm denying it. I'm not addicted. I mean, I use it, yeah, but I can put it down. How do you know?
Well, there's some questions you could ask yourself or ask, you know, looking at your children. Do you, children engage in arguments with parents over cell phone use? Are you interrupted when whatever you're doing when you get an alert? Do you lose track of how much time you're spending on that phone? Do you feel distressed when your cell phone is off or out of reach or getting to be a low battery? Do you feel unable to reduce your cell phone use? And this one, when I'm not using my smartphone, I fear missing out with what's going on, and that makes me unhappy.
Wow.
Those are some basic questions you can ask yourself, and you could be addicted if that's who you are.
Yeah, if you answer yes to any of those, you better take another good look at things. And I know we can all tend to panic. It's like, oh my gosh, battery is running low. What if? What if? And all of the things that you talked about are the kinds of things that we all deal with now. So how does one break those addictions? I mean, sure, it's easy to say put the phone in the drawer, but then reality sets in, and whether it's business or otherwise, we still need our tech devices.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to know what is an addiction. An addiction is a repeated involvement with a substance or activity, despite the substantial harm it causes, because the involvement was or may continue to be pleasurable. So here's how you could start getting unaddicted if you can wake up, because the first thing is you got to admit that you're addicted.
Yeah.
Blue light filter glasses are really, really important. The blue light coming off of your screens there in your studio are shrinking your frontal lobe. So we have a degeneration of ADHD with our kids and with people because that's what an ADHD brain looks like. So then these kids are in school taking Adderall to try to focus. But I know a company that they don't allow anyone to look at their screens anymore unless they have blue light filter glasses on or they put a blue light filter screen to protect them.
And, of course, a lot of smartphones now fortunately come with the blue light filter, and absolutely you should be using it if you're not already.
That's not good enough. You want to put the glasses on. It's like even grayscale has a lot of blue light in it.
True.
So when you jump in your car, put the phone in the trunk. Kick it out of your bedroom. Don't use it as an alarm clock. Get it away from you. Turn off your notifications. Do you know that every time you get a notification, you get hit a cortisol, which is a stress hormone? If you go 3 days with no electronics, you will feel better because your inside is not all wound up.
Wow.
Another thing you could do is turn off your email alerts. And here's a good one. Set a goal to go 15 minutes. And when you look at your smartphone, because you're in business, you got to check it. I'm going to spend 1 minute on it to see if there's anything important, and then I'm putting it away. Then go to 30 minutes, then 45 minutes, and then go to an hour, and eventually you'll go, hey, I'm not addicted to this thing anymore. And finally, this is the most important thing, and you already mentioned it. A psychologist from the University of Utah said, this is the answer to all addictions. Get your kids out of the house, have them playing with each other, talking to each other, looking each other in the eye, because it releases oxytocin, and it's stronger than the dopamine of addiction.
Yep. The kind of things that we did growing up as kids, because we didn't have the smartphones. We didn't have these other things to be addicted to, electronic-wise. And some of us, I hope, like to think, turned out okay. So it can be done.
Well, I was just thinking, some parents aren't doing anything about it because they're addicted to, and addiction hampers judgment. They go, well, my kids like the smartphone. Well, yeah, they would like heroin, too.
Wow. And that's scary enough to get some attention, and I hope we are doing that with a lot of our listeners right now. You, too, can enlighten up, learn about stress less to success through, and, of course, memory, mindfulness, and the power of human connection. Visit expertbob.com. Great website, easy to remember, easy to get to, just like it sounds, expertbob.com. Bob Cattell, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. You've certainly opened our eyes and enlightened us about several things that perhaps we just didn't stop to think about in many cases. Let's see if we can't get you back again soon.
Thanks, Dave. One person at a time.
Yes, indeed. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Every day, in almost every single way, this digital revolution that we're going through is most certainly changing our lives. Well, we at Into Tomorrow are here to help make it easier for you. Let us answer your digital dilemma questions, your issues, your consumer tech concerns. That's what we're here for. Erasmo's in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System.
Oh, I have that.
Yes, the future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's Dexcom.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Man, do we have some goodies for you and brand new items that we've added to the giveaway just this past week. So you don't miss a minute of anything. Be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. Click on the summer giveaway post right there at the top of the page and check out the items that you can ask for. And we do say, while there's no promises or guarantees, mention to us when you call in to participate two or three of the items that you'd most like to receive. We'll do our most bestest to get one of those items to you. For example,
from Bracketron, we've got a box full of goodies, including various different kinds of mounts for your phone and your car. We got travel packs, audio, Bluetooth, FM transmitter, drink holders, phone holders, all sorts of things.
Speaking of travel, Travel Car, Airport Parking and Car Rental provided an Into Tomorrow listener with $300 to spend on airport parking and or car rentals.
From Sanjean America, they sent us six of their HDR 14 AM FM stereo portable HD radios. These have already been really popular with our listeners.
Yes, we may have one or two only left, as a matter of fact. From OWC, a whole bunch of things like their drive docks, their Thunderbolt 3 dual display port adapters, Envoy Pro mini portable bus powered 240 gigabyte SSD storage solutions, and a lot more.
From Mixeater, several pairs of their E9 active noise canceling Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, those are cool, and they're worth $70 each. From Monoprice, are you looking for a 3D printer? Well, they sent us their Monolith M300 in-ear planar magnetic earphones, as well as their MP Select Mini 3D Printer V2. Those are worth $190 each.
We've also got a whole bunch of audio products from One More, who we had on the show last week, including their triple driver in-ear headphones, their true wireless headphones as well.
And also on the show last week, from 3Doodler, their Create Plus 3D printing pens, their new Star Trek pen set. If you're a Star Trek fan, oh, those are out of this world. And their Powerpuff Girls pen, kid-friendly 3D printing pens. A lot of cool stuff. What do you need to do to win? It's very easy.
Call in and participate on the show.
And how does one do that?
Pick up the phone and dial 1-800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
And it really is that easy to participate. We talk about how I hold your hand through the process. If you don't have any idea what I mean or you've never called before, do check it out. When you call the 800 number that Chris is going to give you again, here I've got a pen, be sure and make a note, or put it right into your phone. You know, how when somebody hands you the phone and says, give me your digits. Well, we're giving you our digits. Put it right in the phone. And you will win, but when you call in, you're going to see it's very easy. I think the first thing I ask for in this interactive voice response system, give us your first name and the city you're calling from. Couldn't be easier. Then, how do you hear the show? Then say and spell your email address so that we can get you the information. I mean, it really is easy. And then you have a chance to ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, and even a follow-up. It's just, it's fun, right? People tell us they actually had fun calling in to this number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Oh, you know what we say? Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world we all live in. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech, so call us anytime. It's our pleasure. Jason in McMinnville, Tennessee, listens for now on WTN 99.7 FM. Jason, you and everyone else listening on that station needs to subscribe to our free podcast. That's all I can say. Hey, Jason.
Vinyl records and LPs are getting really popular again. I do have some older records, but I don't have a good speaker system. And I've seen on, like, Amazon and a couple other sites that they're selling a Bluetooth turntable. And I was wondering how that works because I know there's special electronics in a turntable that gives you that great old sound, you know. And do they digitize that music? Or how does that work exactly? And should I get one or not?
Well, Jason, you're right. That good old sound is there. Audiophiles are amazed by it. They are usually turntables that can output audio to a Bluetooth speaker. The way they get the music from the record is still the same. The way they feed it to the speaker is different. As for whether you should get one or not, the only advantage is the convenience of the wireless speakers. If that interests you, then it's a good way to distribute your speakers without having to worry about wires. If you plan to keep it in one place and plan to have speakers around it, it won't really make much of a difference.
Yeah, now the signal going to the speakers will be digitized. So if that's a deal breaker for you, this is probably not the kind of turntable you want. But realistically, the odds you'd be able to notice any difference at all in the sound quality are slim.
Yeah, and we mentioned true audiophiles are certainly appreciative, more so of vinyl. And we've heard millennials talking about when they hear the same song that they've heard on their MP3 player, which is really bad quality compared to anything else, and then they hear it on a turntable, on vinyl. They're hearing things they never heard before in some of their favorite music.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I was very glad that I grew up in the age of records and turntables and tube amplifiers and good speakers in my house.
Yeah, because they are a much more rich sound deliverer. And it's just truly fascinating. If you have the opportunity to get a turntable and experience that, of course, you'd then have to invest in the vinyl as well and the records. Go for it. But Jason, let us know what you end up doing and what you like, what you don't like. And we'll share it with our audience, intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, Use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and Netflix. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.